Yeah, the more I work with people, the deeper I go into the nervous systems and examine all the structures there and the causes of suffering and confusion and chaos, the more I can see and understand that for everyone who is coming to see me and wants help, the root cause of all trouble, of all problems, is always the same for everyone. And the only thing I do is that I accompany people from the symptoms, from the periphery, to their center and the core structures of suffering. And what I see there is always the same. It is always a connection problem, a lack of attachment in the first months of life, in the early childhood. And this is the cause of all the trouble, of all the symptoms, whether physically or psychologically or whatever. And together with this distortion, we always find an aroused autonomous nervous system. So the only thing to do is to help this nervous system to connect again to other humans and at the same time realize that there's no danger. And this will finally cool down and calm down these deep levels of the nervous system, and as soon as this happens, the person feels good. The suffering is over. And it is easy. And really, at the core level, the basic principles are very easy. The only thing what is difficult or what is a challenge is to help the person to get there again. This is the only challenge. But the principle is very easy. And it has to do with communication. Because all attachment trauma, all trauma in the early childhood is always a communication problem. And as grown-ups, what I've also already described in another video, which is in German, but anyway, what I see is that as grown-ups, all suffering is recreated by a lack of communication. So the person rearranges the setting of the earliest childhood by a certain form of communication. And this is not only the verbal communication, it is the communication and the exchange with the whole universe. So basically, we have not grown up yet. It just looks like that. Our mind has developed, but the deeper levels of the nervous system, what they continuously do is to rearrange the setting of the first years of life. And this causes the suffering and this causes the trouble. And again, this is done by a certain form of communication which is actually not needed anymore. So as grown-ups, the distance is created by not communicating honestly and completely. We can reduce all the trouble of this planet, all the problems, all the suffering. We can reduce that to this simple fact that even if we have a grown up, a fully developed body and nervous system, we are not yet able to fully communicate with each other, and this causes the whole trouble. Because as soon as you don't communicate, you have to act out all the energy that is within you, that which is not communicated, or you have to suppress it. Of course, there's a third option to just be in it, but this is rather difficult and it's not possible for everyone. And why not go the easy way? And the step that has to be done is from acting out or suppressing it to communicate it. What is inside of you? Really the facts of your internal world. What is really currently, honestly, right now happening inside of you? Your emotions, your thoughts, your concepts, your body sensations. And if you start, also your longings and so on, the whole stuff, this is what makes us human and not some movements on the surface. If we communicate from this level, we really get a connection with the world and with other people, and this calms down the whole thing. And this is what I see. For all people who suffer, who deeply suffer, there's something not communicated. They keep something inside of them and are not able or don't want to share this. And of course, this is the protection mechanism from severe trauma and neglect or abuse or cruelty in the early childhood. But as grown-ups, it is not necessary anymore if the environment is safe. So the suffering comes from a lack of connection with the world, and that means with other people. And this lack of connection is caused by a lack of communication. It is so simple. It is so simple. And what I see with my clients, it is amazing, because I just help them to communicate with their partners what's going on. And this changes their whole life. Not only their whole life, this changes whole families, a whole system. And with all the trouble on a larger scale, whether it is in towns or in countries or in the global political situations, everywhere you see that people are not able to communicate. Look at the leaders of the world. Yeah. They can fight, but they cannot talk with each other. So these are the biggest problems, these people who lead whole countries and don't even have the basic capability to meet other humans on a deeper level. But sooner or later they have to learn that, otherwise they will destroy the whole planet. Interestingly, if some severe accident happens, or disaster, or a major life event whatsoever, then suddenly the whole defense mechanism is not active anymore, and for some time people are really honest and the ego is not active and they really exchange what is inside of them. If somebody dies, or if they hear that they are severely ill whatsoever, then it is possible. If death appears at the horizon, then the whole mechanism opens. So why not do it right now? Why not do it right now? We die anyway. So there's absolutely no reason to keep this strange protection mechanism. So that's the invitation. That's why we're here. That's what we have to learn on this planet. From fighting to communication. This is the whole step for humanity. This is all, and from there everything arises. Spirituality, wealth, peace, and so on. Just this little step. Start talking with each other, honestly. Yes, and of course this cannot be done with the ego. Egos cannot come close together. The more you come close to a person, the more your ego dissolves. And if you're really close, there's no ego. So this is the choice we have. We can keep the distance, suffer, play the ego games on the far outside of our core experience of life, or finally come together and tell the truth, look into our eyes, physically meet each other, looking in our eyes, physical touch, and start telling the truth. What is really the truth? This is the whole step. Nothing more is needed. And then everything heals, everything calms down.